This is your daily news fix, the Daily Brief, right here on RCR.
Good afternoon, it's Wednesday, February 26th, and I'm Megan McNamara with RCR's Daily Brief. Kicking things off, Paul Brennan has all the key updates with today's headlines. Then we'll listen to a segment from Louis Bollinger's insightful conversation with Paul yesterday on Money Talks, where he delves into the latest shifts in the gold bullion market. Plus, we'll revisit part of yesterday's Rural Report featuring Don Nicholson and Jaspreet Bobrai as they explore the impact of climate change policies on the costs faced by everyday people. And to wrap things up, we've got Natalie Cutler-Welsh and RCR Signpost, your go-to for the latest interviews, important campaigns, and how to take action. Now to the news.
Good afternoon, I'm Paul Brennan for RCR. The executive director and two legal counsels at the Royal Commission of Inquiry into the COVID response have resigned. It's understood they have resigned due to concerns about how the inquiry was being run. The resignations include Helen Poltiki, Kirsty McDonald KC, and Nick Whittington. The inquiry's Phase 1 report was critical of mandates and lockdowns, stating that they lasted too long, caused significant harm to communities, and along with government efforts to clamp down on so-called misinformation, had weakened social cohesion. Phase 2 of the inquiry had a broader scope, assessing vaccine safety and efficacy, lockdowns, and testing and tracing. The next report is due in early 2026. In other New Zealand news, Foreign Minister Winston Peters has arrived in Beijing for talks with his Chinese counterpart Wang Yi. A likely topic for discussion would be China's recent live fire exercises in the Tasman Sea. However, former Prime Minister Helen Clark also urged Peters to raise concerns over China's new deal with the Cook Islands. Regional Development Minister Shane Jones said the Marsden Point complex could become a special economic zone. He said such a designation would allow for a lighter regulatory touch to encourage investment and improve New Zealand's energy security. The Royal College of General Practitioners has criticised a letter from Wellington law firm Franks Ogilvie, which warned of possible legal action against providers of gender-affirming care, calling it an attempt to intimidate health professionals. The letter, sent to over 20 doctors, was initiated by Inflection Point New Zealand, a group opposing gender indoctrination and medicalisation for children. Franks Ogilvie director Stephen Franks said the letter aimed to ensure compliance with legal standards. Turning to international news, in the UK, police officers visited the home of a 54-year-old grandmother after she wrote on social media that Labour councillors involved in a scandal should resign. Her comments referred to WhatsApp messages from MP Andrew Gwynne, who had said he hoped an elderly constituent who had not voted for Labour would die before the next election. UK Free Speech Union Director Lord Toby Young called the police visit sinister and ridiculous. Russian President Vladimir Putin has signalled his willingness to offer the United States access to rare minerals, including those from Russian-occupied Ukraine. His statement followed reports that US President Donald Trump had pushed for Ukraine to surrender some of its mineral resources in exchange for continued support, with negotiations nearing completion. A statue of British explorer Captain Cook in Melbourne's Fitzroy Gardens was vandalised and nearly beheaded by unknown assailants. 1 year ago, the same statue was found sawed off at the ankles by anti-Australian activists. Now for RCR Quick Links. Citizens' arrest powers are to be expanded amid a rise in retail theft. Foreign Minister Winston Peters will seek answers on the issues of Chinese warships in the Tasman Sea and an agreement with the Cook Islands in meetings with high-level counterparts in Beijing this week. Prime Minister Christopher Luxon has arrived in Vietnam to advance trade relations with the country. The Public Works Act is set to undergo its most significant reform in nearly 50 years to help unleash an infrastructure boom. A terrorist attack at the Russian consulate in the French city of Marseille has struck on the third anniversary of the Russia-Ukraine war. Utah could soon become the first U.S. state to end fluoridation for all residents. And the Malaysian government has launched a new search for the missing airliner MH370, more than a decade after it went missing. And that's RCR Bytes News for today. It's Wednesday, the 26th of Feb. I'm Paul Brennan.
Now it's time to dip into some RCR interviews. First, let's hear from Money Talks contributor Louis Bollinger, who spoke with Paul yesterday about movements in the gold market.
When it comes to gold, I've heard three big stories just in the last 3 days.
Right.
I've heard that X amount of tons is being flown across the Atlantic on commercial airliners every day. Yeah. I don't know if that's true or not. I've heard that Elon Musk saying we should go have a look at Fort Knox. And I've heard Trump say on the day that we're having this chat, saying that he's looking forward, I think in the presence of Macron in the Oval Office, that we're going to go and have a look at Fort Knox. And he said, I hope the gold's there, you know, kind of a throwaway line. But I haven't heard that intensity at that level around gold ever.
No, that's correct.
So what's going on?
Absolutely correct. It was usually a bit disparaged or ridiculed or made fun of, when, you know, so it was a taboo subject. And now everybody is talking about it. Well, one thing that is true is that a lot of metal is moving, and a lot of metal is moving to the U.S. Why is what everyone is speculating about? First, people were speculating, oh, it's because of the tariffs. But that's not a sufficient reason to cause such a change. And there are significant tonnage. And it's not just coming from London. Some of it's coming from Asia as well, which is interesting. So we can only speculate as to why. And it's probably more than one reason. But one thing is for sure, something big is happening in the gold world, and people are insisting on physical ownership.
And in another RCR feature, Rural Report, Don and Jaspreet brought home the cost of climate change policies and the lack of transparency around this for the average Kiwi.
So there's nothing that is not touching this. You know, when people say that they don't see on their itemized bill where's the cost of climate change, it is being built into every single thing. Every single government, all of these levies and invoices that you see.
If everyone got the exposure on things, on their local authority rates, on the RMA's influence through those rates or some other process like, for instance, within farm compliance regimes, if everyone was able to see down to the minutiae where their dollars went, they would be absolutely shattered. It's intriguing when you apply for a building consent or a resource consent. Some councils ask for an upfront payment before you can even challenge it. So you actually have to put what looks to be a sizable chunk of cash in and then hope that they can justify it later on. Now, no doubt they will justify it if you're on $250 an hour. You will justify a $10,000 application fee somehow with 25 hours of work or 50 hours of work. So that point you've just made, Jaspreet, is a key element of my life. Put the real costs in front of people so they can assess it and see what the value proposition is. But you're right, Jaspreet, mostly people don't get that unless it's in a private transaction, you and me perhaps buying and selling, trading something or going to a shop. But through the government or local government agencies, we don't see it.
That wraps up our news and commentary for today's show. Now let's turn to Natalie Cutler-Welsh with RCR Signpost.
Thanks, Megan. Hi, everyone. Warm welcome to The Signpost. Natalie here, guiding you to the very best of RCR's top interviews, insight, opinions, and impactful ways you can really make a difference. Here's what we've got lined up for you today. We're going to start things off with Shane Jones, who will be chatting with Paul Brennan about Marsden Point, special economic zones and fuel security. Marie Buskey, Penny Marie, and Rodney Hyde discuss the sexualization of children in schools and the potential impact of explicit content on young students. I actually had a friend message me yesterday about what her daughter was being taught in school, and it is truly shocking. In our regular feature, Money Talks, Louis Bollinger delves into the latest movements in gold bullion and the new U.S. sovereign wealth fund. While in Legal Hub, energy infrastructure lawyer Sean Rush unpacks the issues with Hawke's Bay Regional Council over the flooding in Wairoa. Do check out Paul Brennan's chat with Suzanne Levy from Speak Up for Women. discussing the IPCA report on the Posey Parker events at Albert Park, along with the ongoing petition to define sex in the Human Rights Act as a biological term. And don't miss Tech Tuesday with Stephen Sykes. He's got some eye-popping info on Google Chrome's AI-enhanced protection, a major Volkswagen data breach, and sneaky tracking dots in printers. Plus, quantity surveyor David Baker joins Rodney Hyde to expose wasteful council spending on construction projects, including the eye-watering $250,000 price tag for just 4 concrete stairs in Takapuna, a must-listen for anyone concerned about how ratepayer money is being spent. Tomorrow night on RCR 360, Alistair Harding and Marie Buskey tackle a thorny but critical topic, trust in media. In an age of spin, bias, and hidden agendas, how do we separate fact from fiction? Who's really shaping the headlines, and why does trust in mainstream media keep plummeting? Join the conversation and get the full picture. Tune in from 8 p.m. tomorrow on the RCR app and website. Lastly, fresh promo clips just dropped. You'll find a new batch of short and shareable clips at the bottom of the RCR app, perfect for spreading the word about your favorite interviews and episodes. Sharing is how we grow, create pressure, and drive change. So share them to friends, post them online, and help amplify the conversation. We love hearing from you. Please keep the feedback coming. Send us a text on 2057 or email inbox@realitycheck.radio. That's your signpost for today. Back to you, Megan.
Thanks, Natalie. That's a wrap for today's Daily Brief. You can catch all of today's full interviews on the RCR website or app with the links provided below. Join us again tomorrow for more updates and in-depth insights to help you make an informed decision. Until then, see ya.